This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By dialing in toll free here. As we launch into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program, our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
So you could still comment on what we discussed in the first hour, which was mostly about your rights. And how they have just been almost completely obliterated
right
at the border, both on the border, literally, or inside at the Border Patrol, kind of CBP, internal airline checkpoints. So when you're coming into international airports, it's not good. And you're welcome to comment there. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's talk to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yeah, Chris, I called in to take you up on that, a challenge to the audience to disagree with you about, well, the war on drugs, for one thing.
Oh, so, feel free.
And by the way, it would be nice to hear somebody say anything else you'd like to say, or in other words, give me the last word, because you've already had the first one. And it,
we don't know you anything, but we'll see how it goes.
Right, Minister.
Calling to talk about anything
you want,
James,
to answer the challenge.
Go ahead.
And let me have a conversation. Chris, one only need to go upstairs in that flop house that you're broadcasting from to realize why millions of people believe that drugs should be illegal. Respectfully, Chris, I know that you don't have a brain-damaged mind. But, Chris, it goes a lot to say about you that the alleged quote by J.L.R. Haldeman, or was it a John R. Oakman? You can't even remember which one, but you use it as a basis of fact for your argument against the war on drugs when it's not even a true statement to begin with, Chris. But what I actually
do you have that quote? Because I brought it up that way because I was kind of searching for it.
No, I don't have the alleged quote on hand. I remember when it made news about 20 years ago. I was in college, and yeah, Nixon wasn't racist. And again,
we may be talking about a different quote because this was one that just came out within the last couple years.
It was. You've heard it again. Then it was repeated again. It's been a lie ever since it came out in the first place, Chris.
What quote are we talking about?
The allegation is that the war on drugs was started because Nixon administration was racist and was against hippies. And that's why, like he said, heroin was made illegal because blacks used it, and pot was made illegal because lots of hippies used it.
Pot was made illegal because industrialists didn't want competition to their investments.
I'm not arguing that, Ian. I'm arguing with Chris based on what he said, which is a lie to begin with.
Can I clarify it then?
It's called a conspiracy theory.
Okay, well, let me clarify it in a couple different ways. I didn't say that Nixon was racist. What I said was that the Nixon administration saw the rise of black power as a threat. And they also saw the peace movement as a threat. And that's what they were attacking. And I have the actual quote. And this was John Ehrlichman, and it just got reported last year. Let me see. According to a 22-year-old, you're right, 22-year-old
interview,
but it was recently published in Harper's. Yeah.
The fabricated quote, Minister, like I keep on saying, and Chris used it as a basis of evidence. He engaged in an outright lie.
Okay.
To begin with,
well,
it's an outright
I'd still
lie.
Like to hear whatever this quote, quote is, because I wasn't there for whatever the conversation
fabricated evidence
was.
In a court of law, in a conversation, in a debate.
So,
that's called making
stuff. I'm just going to put him on hold because he just won't stop talking.
Yeah, that's okay. What it was one of Richard Nixon's top advisors and a key figure in the Watergate scandal said the war on drugs was created as a political tool to fight blacks and hippies, according to a 22-year-old interview that was recently published in Harper's Magazine. Quote, the Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people, former Nixon domestic policy chief John Ehrlichman told Harper's Dan bomb for the April cover story published Tuesday. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black, but by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and the blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities, Ehrlichman said. We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did, unquote. So that's what Ehrlichman said in this 22-year-old interview that wasn't published until last year.
No, James, are you saying that that quote was never said?
Can I have that much airtime without being interrupted? Again, you've repeated
yourself. All right, well, I've heard enough from you. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It doesn't matter how much airtime you give some people. It's never enough.
Never enough,
them.
I know.
And, you know, the more they complain about it, the more I just want to get rid of them. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, because we got other people who appreciate the fact that they can get on a nationally syndicated radio program and talk about anything that they want to talk about. And I tried to ask him a question. What I wanted to know was he claiming that that quote was either never said or that the statement itself was not true?
Right.
I wasn't clear.
I'm not sure either, but James, if I'm sure you're still listening. Next time on the air, probably be next Thursday. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in, we can try to discuss it more.
Let's go to John in Maryland. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm just getting a kick out of listening to that little exchange there.
Welcome. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thanks.
I grew up in the 60s, and I was one of the hippies from the late 60s and early 70s. I've been a Democrat, I've been a Republican, and I am so disgusted with everybody. I looked at the Libertarian candidate in this last election, and everything I've been studying since I retired, the Constitution, the beginning of the country, where they got everything, which can translate into today the same way. I agree with what Washington said when he left office. Political parties, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your own philosophy, but every little thing you can turn around. You guys with your Free King movement, that is the way to go. You do it locally. There's one thing people are trying to get Congress to put term limits in. From my study of the Constitution, the best way to do it, and you guys up there in New Hampshire probably could get it done. You go ahead and limit them yourself in your state. In your state, you just put a law in your state constitution. You put a clause in the state.
I get the desire for term limits. I get it. I understand why people find them valuable because they know that politicians are such scum. They want to have some kind of limitation on the scum being in there for a period of time.
Right.
But term limits, if you actually have a good person in office, is a problem, right? Like if you've got Ron Paul, and Ron Paul, who votes no on everything and is, you know, like a principled dude, who he's now gone from office, but for many years he was in there. If Ron Paul only had 2 years, that would have been a tragedy.
Yeah.
How many Ron Pauls are there?
Well, that's the problem, right? Most of the politicians are scum of the earth, but in New Hampshire, it's a little different. I mean, you mentioned New Hampshire. Here, the entire state legislature and the governor's office is up for election every 2 years.
Right.
If the people want those folks out, they can get them out.
And we do. I will say one thing, too, and this sort of supports the caller's point of view, is that if you limit the amount of time somebody could spend in office, and realistically, that's saying we're going to limit the amount of money you can receive from special interest groups, because that's basically what it comes down to anymore.
Mm.
It may not be as appealing to a lot of people, and maybe you will get more of the sort of citizen legislator.
What we have in New Hampshire.
We have in New Hampshire, right. So, but we also pay them very little.
Which is one of the reasons why we get people who aren't professional politicians.
Right.
So we got 400 of them. Go ahead.
If you watch most of these guys down here in Washington, they could really they do a lot of talking about, you know, what they believe in and all that. The only thing they believe in is getting reelected to keep that job.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And aggregating more power to themselves and punishing their enemies and helping their friends. John, good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you to join us here. Plus, coming up, we get the chance. We'll talk about the Satanic Temple. They're back in the news. And it's not for what you'd think about they'd be in the news.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
As we go back to your calls and thoughts, first, I do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. It's a deep topic. We're just scratching the surface of it there. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, actually, a special call on the line here from Ademo Freeman, calling us from jail. Hey, Ademo.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
It's always good to hear your voice, brother. You know, it was last week that we heard from you for the first time since you had been put in there. You are in on multiple charges after police claimed they smelled marijuana after pulling you over for a burnt-out taillight. They then searched the car, found allegedly 26 or so pounds of cannabis and some alleged hash oil. You've now been charged with multiple felony counts of possession. Oh, those jail phones, they're just wonderful.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Again, want to work.
So multiple counts of possession and also one with the intent to distribute. You're facing how many years?
7 years would be the max. If they max me out, 7 years in a state prison.
Wow.
And so what's the latest? How are things going on the inside there?
Well, things are going all right, as good as could be. You know, I had an attorney visit this week, and he mentioned to me that the state, even before my indictment, I haven't even been indicted yet, offered me 1 year in prison, which would ultimately, is this phone going to work?
I mean, it is what it is, man. You're in jail.
Well, I could switch to another one if you'd like and give you guys a call back, but I might just be this unit here.
Yeah, you could try it if you want. If you want, we can always take some other folks here. So, all right, thanks for the call, man. We'll have you call back.
Yep.
So you know, that's jail for you.
Yeah.
Technology doesn't always work real well. It's nice that we can actually talk to him, though.
Yeah, it is. And then I'm always surprised when we get a call like that, you know.
Well, this is the one show where you can actually have people call in from jail. It's kind of a regular feature.
It's almost sort of what we do.
Yeah, on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls, and we'll get Ademo back on here as soon as possible. Let's first talk to, I believe we've got Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
I would like to talk about Donald Trump, how he's making a wall for some reason and keeping away all the Mexicans.
Okay.
I still can't figure out why. I have many Mexican friends.
Well, I don't support the Trump wall, so, I mean, I can't explain to you the reason why beyond, you know, that it might just be political pandering.
Yeah, that was my grandson.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, normally Larry from Indianapolis sounds very different.
That's my grandson. I'm training him how to call in to talk shows now, so he might be one of your future callers.
Well, I had a great time in Mexico, and, you know, all the Mexican folks I've ever known have been very kind, very good folks, hardworking individuals with a great work ethic. Yeah.
He goes to school with the Mexicans, and he's all right with that, and he's going to be bilingual, so that's a good thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I wished when I was in Mexico that I hadn't cheated in Spanish, too.
there you go.
Able to do a little better.
He's going to learn how to speak properly.
Well, you know, if you go down there and you live there, I'm sure that the immersion helps quite a bit. But, you know, just to answer his issue, I mean, I think it's tragic. I mean, if this wall gets built, and I hope it doesn't, but if it does get built, it's going to be a boondoggle. It's going to cost billions more than they think it's going to cost, and it's going to, destroy more freedom.
That's the first time he's been on a talk show, so that's I thank you for making it kind of easy on him and letting him get on right away. And that's the highlight of our night.
All right, Larry.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Chris, you were going to jump in there with something about the wall?
No, but we're not paying for it. The Mexicans are paying for it, right? Right? Didn't we clear all that up in the... That was even during the campaign. It's not going to come out of your money. I mean, no.
I think they said later on that it would be a tax on Mexican products, which would be paid by people in the United States.
Oh,
right?
You're kidding.
And his original idea was that he was going to tax remittances, which would have been a tax on money going to Mexico instead. So it would have been a different way to route that. But I suspect the banks and the Western unions pushed back against that idea.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's why that went nowhere.
And for some people, I mean, who believe strongly that, you know, Mexicans are simultaneously too lazy to work and come here for the welfare and also will take your job, I still haven't wrapped my head around this Schrodinger's Mexican who can do these things simultaneously. But it's going to be ineffective. I mean, I'm sorry, there's boats that can go right around the coast, and they do that in San Diego all the time. They do it on the Gulf Coast. They will build tunnels.
Tunnels.
There will be El Chapo.
They've had tunnels.
Yeah.
And tunnels are not new technology here.
No.
And they've had air-conditioned tunnels. The drug gangs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, trains in them
Tracks.
And all
Tracks.
Kinds of
yeah.
stuff. So it's...
Big tunnels that you can stand up in. Like, you can just take a leisurely stroll or you know, get on a motorbike and bike across. I mean, they've got some pretty nice tunnels down there.
And I guess for some of the president's supporters, that's going to give them a feel-good moment. You know, look, we finally built this, but the reality is it's not going to do it.
It will keep people in, though. That will be
good. Well, there you go. Well, yeah. we can go around it, too, or we can go under it. But it does
make life more difficult.
I mean, it totally ignores the economic impact of slowing down the availability of affordable labor for areas like agriculture and hotel work and a lot of service industry. It's supported by jobs, by people that are willing to take jobs that Americans themselves will not take.
It's true.
Because it's not economical to pay somebody minimum wage to change a hotel bed.
It's absolutely true that Americans won't take a lot of those jobs, and we found that was the truth a few years ago when it was, I believe, the state of Georgia. It was right after Alabama passed a immigration crackdown bill.
Right.
Georgia did something similar, and there were people who were Mexican who left Georgia as a result of that because they felt like the winds were changing and it's time to get out of here, find a more friendly place to go. And so they left their jobs, which of course were in fields, and the old claim is, well, they're taking Americans' jobs, so if you just, you know, let the Americans have those jobs, then the Americans will be employed. Well, guess what? Nobody was signing up to go out and work in the fields, and they actually got the probationers.
Yeah.
The people who are going out, people who are in prison, who were getting out on probation, say, hey, you guys, you need some work. Here, go out into the fields. And they brought these probationers out. Most of them walked off the job the same day or didn't return the next day.
Right.
That was it. One day maximum. So the food literally rotted on the vines. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Adamo Freeman. He's back with us. He's found a better line. He says they're in the Warren County Jail in Warren County, Ohio, where you didn't intend to end up. This was not an instance of civil disobedience that ended you up there, Adamo. It was a nosy cop who claimed he smelled marijuana. When he pulled you over for a burnout taillight, they ended up finding some marijuana, allegedly, in the car. And you're now charged with multiple felony counts, facing up to 7 years in prison. Now, is it 7 years per count, or is it seven total?
No, I have two F3s and an F5, and the two F3s are possession of THC. They're both the same, but one is for the flower and one is for the alleged concentrates. And then the F5 is for trafficking. And so the two F3s carry a 1 to 3 year sentence, mm-hmm. and the F5 is a 1 year sentence.
I see.
And so it's 7 years total if they would max me out and run consecutive,
yeah,
which is what I was trying to say beforehand, which is always the threat that they give you if you take it to trial, you know. And
sure.
What I found out last week through my attorney was that even before being indicted, which I expect to happen this week via grand jury, they offered me 1 year, you know, during to do a bill of information, basically avoiding their little fake process of justice, copping out to it right now and taking a year, you know, which, you know, I told them no, because if you're offering me a year already, then I feel like that I'm on the right side of this case. And, and like you mentioned, it wasn't a burnt out taillight. He said it was a burnt out license plate light. And
oh, I'm sorry.
I think it was even, yeah, it's a minor detail, but to me, I would have noticed a burnt out brake light or something like that. But mm-hmm. to me, I believe this is more of a fishing expedition. You know, I'm more interested in getting my discovery and seeing how truthful this officer is, because as we all know, officers routinely do these things just to go on fishing expeditions.
Sure.
He was in the car, see what's going on. It was just after dark. You know, maybe he was bored. I don't know. But, you know, there could be a cause for, you know, dismissal in the earlier stages. Maybe they know that already if they're offering me a year.
Right. Were you known to these officers? I mean, did they know you as a Damo, the cop blocker, or...?
No, I mean, I wasn't even in my own car.
Gotcha.
And I'm definitely known to the Ohio State Troopers. They knew who they got after they pulled me over.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent almost 2 years in Ohio, and, you know, this, I told the trooper, like, I'm like, you're the first trooper to actually have the balls to pull me over. But, you know, he didn't know
he didn't
was
know
pulling
better.
Over.
Right.
But he didn't know. And but when he pulled me out of the car and he saw my Am I Free to Go shirt on, my cop block tattoo. And then, you know, normally they interrogate you and stuff like that. I was the one doing the interrogating or the questioning.
Right.
And I was asking them who they were protecting, who are they keeping safe, you know, and if they had anything better to do in this county, like, you know, find murderers and rapists and thieves who actually have victims.
Apparently not.
That's right.
Now, the plea deal that was offered to you, 1 year, would there have been a probation? Would there have been a suspended sentence? Or would
yeah,
it just...
I'm getting mixed reviews on that. That like
right.
the prosecutor can't put those things in writing, you know. And like this county is pretty, it's got a heavy hardcore drug problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the, just this past week, a man who thought he was going to go home on the ankle bracelet / house arrest is actually headed to prison for 2 years because he did what's called an open plea deal. You know, I know better
right.
than to ever sign an open plea deal. And for those who are listening that don't know, an open plea deal is when the state will recommend something to the judge, but you haven't been promised anything.
Right.
But it's totally reversed. You are promised things. They do tell you that you'll get this and that, and that the state will or the judge will heed their advice.
If it's not in writing, then it's not a deal.
Right, exactly. And so that would be what I'm concerned about. I won't sign anything that A, isn't in writing, and B, right now I'm not interested in any probation. I'm interested in ending this case as soon as possible and leaving this state. I'll no longer live in a state that has prohibition.
Right.
So
now we know that generally a plea deal tends to stay on the table. So even if you don't take it right now, there is always the possibility that it'll still be available even once, you know, the indictment comes in or the discovery comes in. And a lot of times, sometimes the deal gets even better. I remember when Rich Paul, who was a co-host here on Free Talk Live, when he was facing 80 years or 100 years in prison for selling cannabis here in New Hampshire, they offered him, I forget what the initial deal was, but then right before trial, they literally, like a day or two before trial, they offered him no time in jail. That was
right.
the plea deal, the very last minute plea deal they offered. And he actually didn't take it. He went to trial, ended up getting sentenced to a year. So had he taken the plea in that case, he would have done a lot better. So there is a possibility that they could make this a better deal down the line.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said is exactly true. And sometimes, you know, it can go either way, and most commonly it goes to your favor. Some inmates here have told me they don't remember the last time this county had a trial.
I believe it.
In a drug charge, you know, particularly. And so that's interesting in the outset. But I've really diverted my attention from that because I feel that's several months away, trial or any of these additional offers. My focus now is to be indicted and hopefully get my bond lowered and come out. I've come to the realization that since this is not activism, my best chance of fighting this is from the outside. I'm in a jail that has no law library, that has no access to any sort of, you know, legal representation or whatever to help.
Right.
You know, I know I have an attorney, but I'd like to be involved. I mean, if anyone who knows me knows that I'm a go-getter and a doer, and I want to have my hands on in this case. I'm not just going to let an attorney decide my fate. And so, you know, that's my focus now. I'm really hoping that on this coming Monday I'm indicted. By Wednesday I'm in court. And that hopefully that they can lower my bond so that I can have a possibility of getting out here. You know, this has put me at a darn near financial ruin and is putting a lot of other stresses in my life. And so I'd like to get out, you know, to prepare for those things and try to correct some of that stuff.
No doubt. And you're already more than a month in there, what, 6 weeks now or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm on 38 days or so, approaching 40.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully that's enough for the state to realize, like, if they want a year out of me, well, you know, you get good time and stuff like that. So I'm almost like one eighth of the way there, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, hopefully that they realize my bond of $75,000 is ridiculous.
Right.
And Lord, I'm hoping to argue, if my attorney doesn't successfully, I'll do it myself for an OR bond. You know, I've never missed a day of court. I've been facing more time than this. And, you know, it's not something I'm running from. I'm more than happy to take something that's been a problem in my life for most of my life to the court and take that stage and microphone and speak the truth.
Right.
About the war on drugs.
Ademo, appreciate, as always, everything that you do. You are the founder, for those that don't know, I don't think we've mentioned this yet with your call here, you are the founder of copblock.org, great website that continues in your absence. And I know that a lot of people care about you, man. We're paying attention. And is there anything else that we can do for you tonight?
That's it. Just I'd like to echo the sentiments to you guys as well. So I appreciate all you guys doing, the support, and the people that are writing me letters. It's all really appreciated. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I got this one last hurrah in me, because, you know, I think Pete and I are the only activists to actually get not guilties in felony charges, so at least that I can remember. So hopefully I got one more in me.
Well, next week, whether you end up getting bailed out or you end up staying in, definitely call us either way, okay?
Well, certainly will. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, brother. Have a good night.
Take care, man.
You too.
All right, that's Ademo Freeman, founder of copblock.org. You can go there, learn more about his case. And I'll probably put the archive up from just his interview tonight, because that's news. He's already got a plea deal offer on the table, and he hasn't even been indicted yet.
That just drives me nuts. I mean, isn't that, again, going back to these core principles, you know, you shoot up, you'll be secure in your person's, places, things, you have right to a speedy trial.
Sure.
And they hold you for 6 weeks, and he hasn't even been charged yet.
That's right. Well, he's been charged, but not indicted.
Indicted. Thank you.
Whatever that means. Yeah, there's a grand jury, right? They have to go to the grand jury. They have to present the evidence that they have. And then the grand jury, of course, is like a group of yes men. They always say yes. It seems like 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-800-875-8255.
1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And I didn't want to bring this up while we had Adamo Freeman on the line with us, just because I didn't want to rub it in. My Pillow.
His probably sucks.
Yeah, his definitely sucks. He's in jail. The MyPillow is the best pillow I've used, and that's why I continue to use it. If it wasn't great, I would have stopped pretty quickly. But it really is a great pillow. And, Chris, I understand you've had one for much longer than I.
Yeah, several years.
I didn't know about it because I don't watch TV. I guess it got a big TV ad campaign. So.
Yeah, they've been big in advertising for a long time.
Yeah, I totally was unaware of it, but I was really glad to find out about it because I love this pillow. And you can get yours at half off by using code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. That's your discount code over at MyPillow.com. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable and dryable. You can put it in your washer and dryer, and it's still usable after that. In fact, it's designed for that. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get your MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one with code FTL at MyPillow.com. Let's go to Max. He's on the line here. Max, the Libertarian candidate for governor here in New Hampshire back in 2016. Saw you today at the convention.
Yeah, I think I saw you about an hour ago. Are you guys picking me up okay?
Yep, you sound great.
Sound great.
Okay, I got one of those professional microphones, but I've never actually used this for a phone call.
Cool. Sounds good. Go ahead.
So, yeah, it's tough hearing from Adamo again.
I know.
That, you know, potentially he's facing 7 years. Now, maybe it's more realistic he'd do a year or two if it doesn't work out well. But in my opinion, that's exactly what the Libertarian Party exists to fight. As Brendan Kelly, who was the former LPNH chair a few years ago, who couldn't make it to the convention today, he used to say, well, you know, the purpose of the party is to get people elected to state house and actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked over the years about what I've been calling blue ocean strategy, but really it's just the idea that all these urban areas and college towns and whatnot have turned into safe Democratic districts, and the people who run as Democrats are kind of picked by the party bosses. And so, you know, to be blunt, if you're voting Democrat, you're just voting for all these people who are kind of appointed as part of the good old boy network.
Mm-hmm.
And we've looked at their liberty scores, and they're like 25%, and the ones coming out of urban areas are like 13%, 14%. So it's really bad. And we've looked at freedom parties, classical liberal parties all around the world, the ones that have succeeded, and they're doing best in urban areas and college towns. And it doesn't matter if it's Switzerland or Germany or Britain or wherever. And that's exactly where we can get people elected. In fact, when we looked at the poll numbers for my campaign, all I talked about was just getting money, power, and decision-making back down to the local level and back to the people. And I said that on almost every talk radio show I was on. And sure enough, that's where we got the highest vote numbers. Most of those people, the Republican Party's pretty much abandoned a lot of those big cities and college towns and some
so
of those.
So you're saying it's a big opportunity for the Libertarian Party to come into those places and compete.
Right, because if you run in a more socially conservative area, more Republican-leaning area, usually what people say after you've run once or twice, it's all the Republicans say, well, why don't you just run as a Republican?
Right.
And then, of course, they'll vote for you, and they much rather have a Libertarian than a Rhino. And Rhinos are kind of big government, prohibitionist,
mm-hmm.
you know, neocon, bomb other countries, you know, the worst of both worlds. And but we consistently find, I got 8% of the vote among people under age 50. They did a mock poll in high school students. They got 11% of the vote among high school students. So but the purpose is to get people elected, to replace some of these really authoritarian, corrupt, machine politics Democrats and replace them with libertarians who are actually there to represent the people. And I think that what happened at the convention today with the, I guess you could call them anarcho-secessionist or whatever branch that is, the executive council and Daryl, and I've got a lot of respect for Daryl. He's definitely a very principled person, but I think that's more like a debate club type of approach. I think that we have to be a political party. 60% of Americans in a recent poll said that we really need a third party in this country, and 72% of independent voters said we need a third party. And I've talked to Thomas Simmons. I've talked to a lot of the really high-profile candidates. I even spoke with Bill Weld briefly at the convention, LP convention in Florida. And I think that there's a growing feeling we have to grow into a big tent party. In other words, bring people into the Libertarian Party first and then, you know, work on them as time goes on. Because we're seeing all these Bernie supporters who are leaving the Democrat Party. We're seeing all these progressives. We're seeing people on the left. We're seeing people on the right. People are giving up.
What was said today at the convention, and you know, you and I are going to disagree on this, Max, but what was said today is, yeah, and that goes Roger Paxton, who's the vice chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, who was reelected as vice chairman today, along with Daryl Perry, reelected as chair. He pointed out that, yeah, let's have a big tent, but you don't want to let the people who just joined the party or these unprincipled folks run for office and start, you know, wearing the libertarian label in front of people. You know, it's fine to welcome them into the party and say, hey, here's how you can learn about liberty. But to allow them to take the reins of the party or to run as candidates when they don't really understand the ideas of liberty is dangerous to what we're trying to do.
You know, there was brief mention about a year and a half ago, Michael Bloomberg was suggesting running for president. He has so much money. And there was a hint or a suggestion that Michael Bloomberg might come for the LP nomination. That was just a rumor, but I don't think
that would have been terrifying.
Yeah. I don't think that would ever really happen. But
Is Bill Weld really that much better than Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah, I guess where I come from on this stuff, Max, I think about it, and I agree with what you're saying. In the larger, more democratic areas, libertarians can offer a real stark difference to traditional progressivism, and probably less so versus conservatism. You know what I mean? Because we're always going to have that label of like, well, you know, libertarians are fiscally conservative, so they must be sort of like conservatives. We don't stand out as much as we do against true progressivism.
And what I'm saying is the successful – I actually brought a handout there, a whole list of successful, you know, classical liberal, personal freedom, economic freedom parties – all over the Western world, frequently they're mergers of two smaller parties or what have you, but they succeed by focusing, really focusing, in a few core areas where you've got a lot of younger voters. That's where they succeed. And the impression that I'm getting is that folks like Daryl and Roger are favoring positions that only about 5 or 10% of people support. And yet we have all these political positions out there already where 60, 70, 80, sometimes 90% of people come our way on an issue. And when we're talking about a Libertarian Party, we're talking about electing representatives who are free to represent their district and not be controlled by the party bosses like the Democrat Party is, and of course like Sean Jasper, who's this corrupt Speaker of the House. But I would ask people just to go to isidewith.com, and there's something like 45 million people have used isidewith.com to look at how other people have voted and what positions people take. And it even breaks it down by political party and state and county and whatnot, or congressional district. And you can see where, you know, the issues that people are taking. And sure enough, in these urban areas, the voters on the issues are generally more fiscally conservative than voters in general, but they're more socially liberal.
See, the thing is, Max, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and this has always been the divide within the Libertarian Party. I've been involved with the Libertarian Party to some extent or another for basically my entire adult life. I did resign from the National LP in 2008, so there was a couple years there where I didn't do anything for the LP, but then I joined the New Hampshire Libertarians probably in like 2010 or somewhere in that range. And I, you know, the reason I'm involved with the New Hampshire Party is because I perceive them to be more principled. And I got excited by the ideas of liberty, which are the principled ideas of liberty, not some watered down approach of pandering to voters or big tent. It's the principle of non-aggression that is what got me interested. And
that's terrific. But yeah, for every one of you, I've gotten almost every, not every day, say about two or three times a week, I'm getting contacts from people who have left the two parties, some from the left, some from the right. They're usually independent voters now, and they're shopping around for a third party. And sure enough, I get contacted by people, like I say, two or three times a week, and it's either, you know, they've talked to LP National or they talked to the state officials here, and they're anarchists or they're secessionists. And they're taking positions that realistically, if you were to run as a candidate, you have absolutely no chance of winning. I've gone door to door.
Well, of course some people are going to be upset by that. I mean, we're never going to make everybody happy. Thank you, Max, for your call tonight. We're never going to make everybody happy.
Well, you will if you adopt everybody else's positions.
Which I don't think that should be the goal of the Libertarian Party. If you want to pander,
right,
then go ahead and start another third party. We can have more than three. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.